You know how I like my tech news? With lots and lots of lube. Yep, you need lots of lube so the tech news goes down smooth.
You don't drink lube. Ugh.
After a long history of being criticized over how difficult they've made repairing their own products, Apple has finally announced a self-service repair program that will let you fix your iPhones and Macs at home without voiding your warranty. The program will offer official tools, parts, and manuals from Apple, and will initially allow for repairs of the display, camera, and batteries, the three parts that consumers most often find themselves having issues with. Apple expects to add more parts to the program later, but for now, it looks like self-service repair will be launching early next year in the US, and then later in 2022 outside the US. There is no word yet on what the parts will cost, but hopefully, Apple won't charge us an arm and a leg if it wants to get ahead of right to repair laws that may be coming down the pipe. Microsoft is going to be slinging out Windows 11 upgrades a little bit more quickly moving forward. If you've been waiting around for a long time to get offered Windows 11 through Windows Update, you might want to check again because Microsoft has announced an accelerated rollout for computers running both version 2004 of Windows 10 or newer and the servicing update from September 14th, 2021. So bottom line, update your Windows 10 installation and you might see Windows 11 offered to you. Of course, you can just go and download the Windows 11 upgrade manually.
Don't do that.
Or you could just not. And speaking of not at all, not at all another Intel chip security flaw. This time, it affects lower power chips, including Celeron, Pentium, and Atom chips with the Apollo Lake and Gemini Lake architectures. Even if you're running a powerful high-end gaming system, though, it could end up affecting you because there are tons of these lower power chips out there, including in laptops and tablets and even cars. The good news, though, is that an attacker would need physical access to the compromised system, so a random attacker 1,000 miles away isn't exactly gonna make your car start driving around on its own. However, the vulnerability does make it relatively easy for someone who knows what they're doing to steal security keys. So be sure to install the Intel update, which should be available in either a BIOS update for your motherboard or from your device manufacturer. Or if you're in a car, I guess you can just go screw yourself because car manufacturers don't update their stuff.
I get updates.
That's true, but you drive a Tesla.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Brilliant, the website and app that makes learning STEM accessible and fun. Now, if you're more of an artsy creative type like me, that might seem impossible, but Brilliant uses active learning with problem solving and interactive visual concepts. It's like squooshing paint around on a canvas, but oh, I just calculated pi. Delicious. There's over 60 courses like Algorithm Fundamentals or Programming with Python that will help you gain useful skills and a deeper understanding of how our world works. But none of them have harsh grading, long lectures, or strict time limits because those things suck. Go to brilliant.org/techlink to join Brilliant's community of 8 million learners and educators, and the first 200 people will save 20% off a year of STEM learning. So check them out.
On to the butt quacks. Xbox Game Pass Cloud Gaming is now available as a beta in 25 different countries as of today. Although you could get access to it before today, you had to be part of one of Xbox's alpha channel programs, meaning that if you try it out now, you should experience a more polished version of the software. Not all consoles in the available countries will have access immediately, but they should in the coming weeks. And if you're in the UK, a big heads up as Amazon is going to stop accepting UK-issued Visa cards in mid-January, which is sort of weird. The good news is that you can still use your Visa for holiday shopping this year, but you will be cut off after that as Amazon is apparently upset about the high processing fees that Visa reportedly charges. Of course, the companies are going to try to resolve the matter, but in the meantime, for everything else, there's MasterCard. Is that the thing? Hey!
But in the meantime, Amazon wants your Christmas money.
Speaking of Amazon, they're also involved in another dispute with concert performers of all people over their Amazon One palm scanning technology. Venues are using it to expedite entry by allowing guests to scan their hands instead of a ticket. But musical artists and activists are decrying the move, concerned that Amazon may abuse the biometric data by sending it to governments, or that Amazon simply isn't doing enough to secure it. No word yet, though, on whether venues will actually be pressured into changing their minds.
The government knows you like Coldplay.
Pixel 6 owners have been commenting on the poor performance of the fingerprint scanner, but there's good news. Google has pushed out a surprising update that reportedly makes the scanner operate more consistently and more reliably, especially if you've got a screen protector between it and your finger. Users can download the update directly from Google if they haven't gotten it yet. And finally, the first ever YouTube video, uploaded by co-founder Jawed Karim, I hope I pronounced that right, has been edited yet again following YouTube's move to remove public dislike counts. Karim updated the video description, blasting the change, saying that it'll hurt the platform's ability to identify bad content. He is correct. YouTube says it is trying to promote more respectful interactions on the platform, but they might be fighting a losing battle on that front if comment sections are going to remain. Haha. Yeah, I think I've made my stance on all of that very clear, just like I've made my stance on the end of this episode clear. It's over.